cinema, man. You a fucking beast on these beats, man.
XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com, the Mac City Limits, and ChronicCastBlogspot.com. Today, once again, I'm going to try and keep these shows brief, try and keep them 30 minutes a pop. It's not always easy because I go off on tangents and shit, man. So, today, Lil Diddy, man, we're going to talk about a prevailing thought process is going on in the world today, man. You know, with men and women, motherfuckers out there in the hood. It's a little something I like to call "Who's Fucking Up the Game." This is something that always did kind of perplex me. Everybody pointing a finger at the next motherfucker, especially trick-minded cats. Everybody always blaming the trick-minded niggas for fucking up the game. And before I proceed, let me just say that there's a lot of brothers out here doing podcasts and doing things online, and they're taking the Mac or the pimp stance. And I mean, that's all well and good, man, but there's a flip side to that shit, man. Like I said, I have played all roles. I've done a lot of different things in my life. I've been around the block. And I don't really mind coming on here and giving y'all the flip side of it, because I don't want to get on this motherfucker and just regurgitate the same shit that every other motherfucker's regurgitating, you know what I mean? And that's not to take anything away from what these other cats is doing, because what they saying, for the most part, is right and exact. I listen to a lot of shit out there. And there's very few dudes out there that, you know, I can actually disagree with a lot of things that they say, except for maybe this one thing I'm going to speak on today, which is called "Who is Fucking Up the Game?" That's right. I remember listening to my nigga Payroll the Motherfucking Pimp back in maybe 2005, and he had a deep disdain for tricks. We would always talk about trick-ass niggas. Oh, trick-ass nigga, trick-ass nigga, trick-ass. But, you know, it always did kind of just, it didn't make sense to me, because, nigga, you make your, you know, your living, your bread and butter off trick-ass niggas. So, why hate a trick-ass nigga so much? I don't understand it. When we talk about the game, you know, there are players in the game. Everybody has their position to play. Now, how the hell you gonna have a game without a trick? How you gonna have a game without a pimp? How you gonna have a game without hoes? You need all these motherfuckers, all these players in the game for there to be a game. So for a motherfucker to hate on a trick-minded ass nigga, you hating on the game itself. You're removing an element of the game that basically allows the game to exist. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. So that never really did make a lot of sense to me to have a pimp, because there's a lot of pimps out there that make it known that they don't like tricks. They don't like trick-minded ass niggas and shit. And maybe someone out there is saying to themselves, well, what do you consider yourself? Well, I mean, I've ad nauseum, I brought this to you motherfuckers' attention, man. There ain't no label on me, man. I get it how I live. I get it how I get it, nigga. Shit, whatever the situation calls for, that's what the fuck I am. There ain't no label to describe what the fuck I do, nigga. There ain't. But I just have to be honest with you, you know. If you would have to break my shit down in percentage-wise, percentage points right now, in this phase of my life, I'm more so attracted to just the shortcut, nigga. I'm attracted to the trick aspect. I'm not even gonna lie about that, man. It just suits my needs right now.
I want you to do me a favor.
Yeah, sure.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
What?
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
What do you want me to do? You just want me to hit you?
Come on, do me this one favor.
Why?
Why? I don't know why. I don't know. Never been in a fight, you?
No, but that's a good thing.
No, it is not. How much can you know about yourself if you've never been in a fight? I don't want to die without any scars. So come on, hit me before I lose my nerve.
Oh, God. This is crazy.
So go crazy. Let her rip.
Hey, I don't know about this.
I don't either, but who gives a shit? No one's watching. What do you care?
Wait, what? This is crazy. You want me to hit you?
That's right.
What, like in the face?
Surprise me.
This is so fucking stupid.
Oh. Motherfucker! You hit me in the ear!
Well, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Ow! Christ! Why the ear, man? Oh,
I fucked it up, kind
of. Oh, that was perfect! Oh! Ah.
And now, your MC champions, Ultra Magnetic.
I am sealing off the dimensional window, closing the hole in the fabric of the cosmos.
Oh, yeah. One, two, one, two. This is Agent Bless, said G. Ultra Magnetic's in full effect. We in here dropping freestyle rhymes like MC Champion. So Keith, take it away.
Power compactor, brain distractor, dropping a bomb right in your anal connector. Sector, vector, the lyric inspector, X-ray vision, power perfector, lector, mector, Igor. Yes, yes, y'all. You don't stop the rhythm, the drop, the hit, the top, the make, the swing, a pop as I flow. Pick up the micro, phone get hypo, tension is original, lyrical miracle. Back to attack one, black one, white one, green one, a blue one. Colorful street rhymes, I'm back to do one. A two of you, three of you, a four of you, five or six or seven, 11 of you. Whack MCs, get back in the last line and wait on the mic, you think I'm ready to pass mine. Up in the roast hand with clever ability, I know in the stinger brand, just like I'm a killer bee. Hitting them hard with the rhyme as the flame grow. Hardcore, softcore, and even the rainbow. Polka dot MCs, African Indian, Spanish American, mixed with Panamanian, Arabian Nubian, speaking Siberian, Japanese, Chinese, and regular MCs. Preachers, teachers, and negative creatures. I roll and kick a rhyme, you grab your mic back, sidewind and rattle like a snake I strike back. At you, your brain in, the monkey behind you, your company management, the dummy who signed you to pick up the slack, but the hype ain't selling any. Records and tapes, cause your rap ain't telling any. Metaphor phases, things that amaze this. Leave the next man, no fighter but innovator. With lyrical instinct, you look like a duplicator. Fight my style, nibbling on the big jock. With rhymes so tight, they keep your brain in the headlock. Count the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm like the Bushwhackers, tag team when you're done, I'm just a champion.
Yeah, yo, Keith, bust this, I got some freestyle rhymes too. But warm up, gonna get deep, bust it, check this out. Yo, poetic genius, kick you through metaphors. Such G is the big boss, making it better for a pound of them. MCs again, I'm ragging them. So listen up, my friend, I'm rapping the manifest, leaving some blind guests, the type of hype I select. When I rap, come correct. My mic is on and it's loaded and it's lethal. Here's a dose, a taste of my potential. My super menu, when you bend, you see.
like me? Continue out on the warpath. Flashback, sit back, kick back with that. Don't rap, attack. Those that can't rap with that weak rap need to get back. And just to add to that fact, with words from the knowledge tip, my rhyme is swift, I have to get like Hocus Pocus at G and I'm still on. Mic is loaded with rhymes that flame on. Now you know just what I'm creating. We call it mega funk. I plan stating, I'm verbally passing. Rhymes are outlasting, waxing and smashing and kicking more ass in with intensity. Said G has got to be school in the wannabe.
So yeah, basically, we all need to just embrace and love every player in the game, no matter what role you play. You feel me? Because, like I said, each player has their job, each player has their purpose. And without one, you can't have the game. So, let me try and give y'all an example. We all know about, you know, certain females are fucked with and shit, man. And once again, if you are a Mac City citizen, you know about this situation that happened between me and Crybaby Nish. About a couple years ago, she went down to Kentucky to meet some nigga, and she so-called fell in love with the motherfucker, and he was like on the run from the law, and I think he was like wanted for murder or some bullshit. And she brings the nigga back to Ohio, and she's trying to hide it from me, you know what I mean? Because she know I have a special place in my heart for her, and I don't like to see her indulge in niggerdom. Once again, man, you know, these motherfucking females just knee deep in fucking stupid ass shit, man. So she was trying her best to shield the fact that she had brought home a stray dog, and this nigga was, I guess, what she likes. You know, my partner Tony Dreamer, he's a witness to the fact that she's basically told me she don't like niggas with jobs. She don't like square niggas. She likes thugs and dope boys and shit. And this dude was the epitome of such character. So she brought him back to the spot. Needless to say, she didn't even have her own crib at the time. She was staying with her cousin. But she bring the stray dog back. She was trying her best to hide it from me. Now, all the while this is happening, she's still putting in work, still making money. Every now and then, I'm breaking her off some free shit. You know what I mean? Just because she's down for the cause, putting in work for me, and so I'm giving out bonuses and shit, right? And of course, she's taking that money and she is supporting the stray dog. She's supporting the nigger. That's right. So while all this is going on, once again, she's still trying to hide it. And I finally found out that she had brought this nigga back from Kentucky, and it really pissed me off because, I mean, it's not a situation where I'm trying to keep her to myself or any corny ass shit like that. I just have a real concern for her and her life choices. So I'm trying to school her, you know, hit her with some goddamn intelligent discourse. And, you know, of course, broads in general ain't really gonna listen. You know, they listen with their heart, with their emotions, and not logic. So it goes in one ear and out the other, and I'm like, you need to ditch that nigga, leave that nigga out. And all the while, he's putting his hands on her, smacking her up, kicking her around, and all this kind of shit. Now, what I'm trying to say right here is, once I found out that she brought the stray dog, right, now, some would consider me the trick, because I'm giving her money, I'm helping her survive with money. All right. When in actuality, that's a misnomer, because actually the money that I'm giving her in reality is money that I made off of her. So in essence, it's actually kind of like her money. It's like you putting a prostitute on the street and she's making the money and she's bringing it back and giving it to you. But only difference is this is some website shit. The only reason I'm making this money hand over fist is because motherfuckers is joining to see her. So in actuality, it's money that she made, and I'm just doling it back out to her as I see fit. You understand what I'm saying? So, but nevertheless, motherfuckers would consider this some old trick shit. You know, I'm supporting her, trying to help her, and then she's taking that money back, and she's giving it to the so-called pimp type nigga, if that's what you want to call him, or Mac type nigga, who sits up in the spot, in the crib, doesn't do anything, but, you know, collects, you know, the benefits off the bitch. You know what I mean? And he gets to smack her around and fuck her for free and all this kind of shit. Right? And so, when I'm talking about who's fucking up the game, what I'm basically saying is, who is actually fucking up the game? Because a lot of people say, you know, trick-ass nigga fucking up the game. I can't get this and I can't get that because these trick-ass niggas is out here fucking up the game. How is the trick nigga fucking up the game? You know, I hear about that shit. You know, I hear about niggas going to the club, making it rain on bitches and shit, and buying bitches drinks and all this. And then you got niggas in the corner blaming the trick niggas for fucking up the game. And I don't really see how that fucks up the game. I mean, I didn't fuck up the game for the stray dog nigga. I mean, he was sitting pretty. Fuck. You see, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Crybaby Nish was used to getting money and getting accolades and getting help and getting all kinds of free shit. But she still chose a scumbag ass nigga to take care of. So, did I fuck up the game for this nigga? No, I think I enhanced the game for that nigga. Because, like I said, if it wasn't for me, the nigga wouldn't have had no smokes. He wouldn't have had no motherfucking food. He wouldn't have had no goddamn shelter. He wouldn't have had jack shit. And like I said, the broad still chose the scumbag nigga, the nigga that brought nothing to the table. So how is the trick nigga fucking up the game? So you saying that you go to the club and you got all these bitches, you know, their heads is all big and filled with just all sorts of entitlements because these trick niggas is making it rain on bitches and all this kind of shit. And I don't really understand why a pimp or Mac type nigga can't get a bitch out of that pool. Well, basically what it is it don't have shit to do with these so-called trick ass niggas out here. It's really all about you, nigga, for real. I mean, you trying to tell me you can't trump a trick nigga? Is that what you are telling me? You telling me you don't have enough game to circumvent the fucking the game of a trick? Is that what you telling me? Please don't, because if that's what you're saying, then you don't have a Mac or a pimp bone in your motherfucking body, because a bitch is always going to choose ultimately a Mac type nigga over a trick. Always. Like I said, I've seen it time and time again. I see females make the most horrendous, stupid ass motherfucking choices in niggas, right? And they look over a good dude all the fucking time. So, well, whatever excuse that you got, man, about, you know, man, these chick niggas, they fucking up the game for a real player like me and all this. Well, you ain't no player. You are not no player. If you cannot circumvent or overcome the trick tactics of a bona fide motherfucking trick, nigga, that's a deficiency in your game. That has nothing to do with the broad or the trick and all this kind of shit. The fact that you can't come up on a bitch, man, ain't got shit to do with what the fuck a trick is doing, man. It's all about you. It's all about deficiency in your game. It's all about the fact that, like I said, you don't have the necessary equipment, the necessary tools to get up on a bitch and make her choose you. Shit. Yes, you know, I hear about, y'all niggas, y'all creating an environment where these bitches, you know, they not gonna be responsive to my game. And I'll, nigga, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Like I said, knee deep in the game for years, man. Knee deep in the game for years. And when if there's one thing that I've seen and I know to be true, is that a bitch is ultimately going to choose a Mac pimp type nigga over a trick any day, no matter what kind of so-called atmosphere you put a bitch in. You know what I mean? I mean, I just show and prove that with that little fucking bullshit example, you know, with Nish. Shit, I've been fucking with Nish forever. You know, Nish really doesn't have feelings towards me like that. You know, we have more so a father or brother, sister, daughter relationship in a weird sort of way where, you know, but I still gets the fuck on her every now and then. But like I said, ultimately, she really hasn't chosen me. She chose the scumbag nigga from Kentucky that was wanted for murder. That's who she chose. You know what I'm saying? So, me tricking on her and giving her money and helping her out and doing all this kind of shit, you know, that didn't fuck up that nigga's game from Kentucky, did it? No. He still got the bitch. Well, ultimately, he lost the bitch, too, because she's no longer with him, because the nigga's locked up and he's probably doing a life stint in the pen or whatever, but that's another good thing about my position in the game. My position in the game is all about longevity. I mean, I've seen niggas come and go with all these females, man, but yet I still remain due to the fact that I position myself so dynamically in the game where I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here forever until I feel like I don't need to be in the game anymore, right? But yeah, she chose that motherfucker. Her pussy got wet for that motherfucker. And all the tricking in the world didn't stop that nigga from getting what he wanted. All the tricking in the world, all my tricking in the world, which what you niggas would call it, didn't stop this motherfucker from getting the bitch. So the next time you in the club and you see niggas making it rain on hoes and niggas buying drinks and helping, you know, giving bitches this and giving bitches that, and then you try and come up on a bitch and she shoots you down, don't blame the trick, motherfucker. Don't blame the trick, blame yourself. You just, your game is deficient, nigga. That's all it is. You just don't have the necessary skills to come up on the bitch. Just keep it 100, man. Keep it 100 with yourself. Oh, y'all niggas fucking up the game for real players like me, man. Making it hard for a player. Man, nigga, please. I see all kinds of females all the time. Shit. Just, you know, choosing the nigga that ain't gonna give them a dime. Ain't gonna do jack shit for them. And there's plenty of trick niggas out here giving these bitches money. But they don't choose the motherfucking trick. They don't choose them. No. So I'm just trying to see, well, what's the difference between these other motherfuckers that's getting up on the bitches and you? Even though this might be a trick atmosphere or a trick man or a trick situation. You know what I'm saying? How is it that these other motherfuckers is coming up on the bitch and you ain't? And you keep using this bullshit excuse. Ah, y'all niggas, y'all, you know, y'all niggas are tricking hard out here, making it hard for us players. Nah, motherfucker, it ain't got shit to do with the next nigga and how he interact with a bitch. It's all about how you interact with the bitch. Shit. She's always going to choose the scumbag. They always choose the scumbag, nigga. Always, man. So, or the bad boy, or whatever the fuck you want to call them nowadays, man. But like I said, and I don't want y'all niggas to be confused about me and my game and how I get down, man. Because like I said, my shit is all about longevity. And niggas can say what the fuck they want to say about me and how I get down, but I'm still here. Damn near all the females that I've been interacting with for years, I'm still here and I'm still interacting with them. I'm still cool with them. I'm still reaping the benefits of fucking with them. You know, so, I mean, call it what you want, man. You know, even, you know, having females getting tatted up with my motherfucking name, man. I mean, I don't know too many females that allow the names or tricks to be inked on their skin. I don't know nothing about that, but like I said, my game is complex, motherfucker. You, a lot of y'all niggas can't do it. Shit, and my nigga Tony Dreamer knows that. He done let me know 1,000 times. He's like, nigga, I can't do what you do. Shit, it's just too much madness. Too much niggerdom involved, and that's true. Boy, you gotta be on your P's and Q's out here in these streets, you know, fucking with these females. So like I'm saying, man, as far as the whole concept of who's fucking up the game, I don't think there's no such thing as a certain sort of player in the game that fucks up the game. The game is what it is. The game is self-sufficient. The game is going to survive with or without you, man. So, you know, you can just stop all this whining and crying about what the next nigga is doing. You know, the so-called fuck up the atmosphere or the environment for you to get up on a bitch, because that's a goddamn myth. If you on your business, if you on your P's and Q's, and you doing what you supposed to do, you go get up on a bitch irregardless of what the next nigga is doing. Once again, my homegirl, Crybaby Nish, brings a stray dog from Kentucky, a murderer, a nigga that's wanted by the law. She's head over heels in love with this motherfucker, right? She been fucking with me for years, you know what I mean? I'm giving her this, giving her that, help her with this, help her with that. But her pussy don't get wet for me. It get wet for this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And also, this nigga, he had the nerve to even get mad at me. Now imagine this. This is a motherfucker that, he reaping the benefits of the relationship between me and Nish, right? You know, as far as he wasn't working, she wasn't working. The only income they had was through me. And he got the nerve to be mad at her for fucking with me. And I'm like, this small, he's got to be a young nigga and he doesn't really understand the concept of this game. So I'm just like, you know, I'm telling her, tell that nigga to goddamn just play his motherfucking role. Shit. Don't bite the motherfucking hand that feeds you, nigga. I'm the reason why you smoking Black and Milds. I'm the reason why you eating that Subway sandwich, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, even in that regard, this nigga was mad. I guess he felt like I was fucking up the game because, you know, his bitch was out with me all day. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, she came back and she fed you, nigga. So what's your problem? You know what I mean? Niggas always goddamn pointing a finger. Just, you know, but basically what they doing is that they just mad at themselves because they see somebody else doing something that they can't fucking do. And for all his machismo of owning the bitch and beating up on the bitch and fucking her for free and all that, he, I mean, ultimately he knew he was no real man. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately he knew. Otherwise, why is he so concerned about me? Why is he so bitter about me? Why is every conversation, you know, was Big Mike and Fat Mac and this and that and all this kind of shit? You know, why are you so concerned about this fat nigga? You know what I mean? Nigga, I'm not concerned about you. I basically went ahead and I just have resigned to the understanding that this broad is going to take my money and she's going to feed you with it. I'm not offended by that. That's part of the goddamn game, nigga. That's all it is. Part of the game we play. You know what I'm saying? That's all there is to it, nigga. So, boy.
Gonna twist the kid's cerebellum. If he lives, then I tell him I'll leave his head swelling. When telling fellas about the 5-6 live, it's me investigating fly chicks private. I got a plan, a strategy. Adam be mad at G, mad at because I got a fatter salary. Actually, you will be cooking like bottom ramen. Never top, this will never stop. The Adam bombing. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, don't copy the manuscript. Man, you slip, you're sloppy. Joe Smoke, never no more. I'm clever and you're never gonna score, cause I'm sure I'm better and pure. Like cannabis, and if it's possible, I'll drop a new line with the lyrics. Live is the spirit, so I got plenty in me, any, mini, mighty, mo. Slow-mo, approach with yo ho. Yep, cause I'm the man, and you can read it in Genesis. A-D-A-M, the A-P-L-U-S. One and the same, running the game on fly chicks. Real tight, so they feel right with the 5-6. Yeah, and it's like that, and that's how it is, G. The skins I cross get tossed like a frisbee. Searching fine lines of life in my scripture. Screams make me seem so the king. When I'm thrusting, cuts men in the microscopic particles, molecules, atoms, atom, atom, never slow, never slacks. I'm invincible, I'm whatever the flow is intense and fools. Who know not flow, not like this, was it your play, was it riddle, put a hole in your throat and pull out your gizzard. Tricky out of me, I slide a knee, watery weak, your slip stands a sloppily geek. Niggas tweak, when I speak, they retreat, rethink what was spoken and then repeat.
even pillage MCs. Then I kill MCs who have no style. I file niggas down through the gizzard. Who can feel my footprint? Soot gets kicked in your eye, beautiful. Blinding, winding up a change-ups. Rearrange punks when I drops kaplunk. Rip chunks out the mic and then digest. Why test? I'm caving in your chest when I express myself. Extreme confusion. You think you're losing your mind, cause my rhyme plus goes like a nine.
On that scale that spelled the countenances of countless nitwits who wish this with mishits, but this shit's equipped with homing devices that are precise as they get this. Targets stuck to foes who post muchly fronts. Fuck, pump nuts, ruckus amongst the punks we often cross when soft men is the image portrayed to them. Spinach is no savior when I pop eyes, all of the guys fill my fish. Strength and wimpy, see haggard futures, don't tempt me. Strips me, steward on the barbie, my foot is found within ya. Is there any dilemma, yo?
So who is fucking up the game? Who is fucking up the game? Ah, shit, man. I don't know. Maybe we should recap this. I mean, like I said, the trick is the pimp's best friend. So all you so-called pimp niggas out there, be happy that you have tricks. You know, tricks feed you, nigga. If it wasn't for the trick, there would be no goddamn, I mean, there would be no hustle for you. You feel me? So treat the trick with respect. Respect the trickdom. That's what I'm saying. Niggas that pay to play. Respect that art. Respect the form. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And also, like I said, for you average mediocre niggas out there who claim to be players and shit, understand this once again. All the tricking in the world, all the goddamn reigning in the world from these so-called trick niggas does not affect your game one iota. It does not. That's just some bullshit in your head, you know, to get you just for you to make excuses about why you fail. You understand that shit? Because like I said, everywhere I've been and all the places I've seen, a bitch is always going to choose, like I said, a Mac pimp type nigga over a trick. You know, just, yeah, unless it's like a stripper type bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know, them some hard head ass bitches and shit. But for real, I don't know what the hell y'all niggas is, you know, smoking out there, man. For real. Get off the bullshit, quit pointing fingers, and sharpen up your game. Stop blaming the trick for all your woes. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Who is fucking up the game? Y'all fucking up the game. You fucking up the game. And another thing y'all niggas need to understand is, you know, when I do my shows, like I said, and I want to show the flip side or do things concerning the flip side of the game. Like I said, there's a lot of cats out here speaking on the Mac and the pimping and shit. And if, of course, I could do that, but I mean, it's to me, it's not as exciting as talking about the trickery, man. The tricking, tricking is fun. I'm gonna just have to be honest with you right now. In my lifetime, in this particular time in my life, I'm more so inclined just to get on the trick bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? Just pay to play. Just have me some fun. No strings attached to shit. You know, I have no shame about it, man. A lot of niggas would feel shameful about it. But like I said, since I've played all facets of the game and I've done all sorts of shit, you know, pertaining to the females, you know, it's irrelevant, man. What the next nigga think is irrelevant. And some niggas do have an aversion to, you know, how I'm spitting this and why I'm spitting this. because they feel it's a violation of a nigga's manhood to even admit that he would trick. But I mean, I don't know, maybe y'all don't understand that everybody on the planet is not meant to be a pimp. Everybody on the planet is not meant to mack. Everybody on the planet is not meant to be a boss player, man. You see what I'm saying? It's different strokes for different folks. Everybody has attributes and qualities about themselves that make them good at certain aspects of the game. Everybody has certain things about them that would lead them to play a certain position in the game and shit. So for all you motherfuckers out there to be demanding that niggas only be max and niggas only be pimps, and that's not gonna happen. Only a few can pimp on some real shit, and only a few can mac on some real shit. You know, the rest of these cats out here, they just, they on some mediocre shit. They on some just some old simple ass shit, man. So a lot of you cats out there spinning your wheels trying the best to live up to the next man's interpretation of what you should be, you need to motherfucking like take a look at yourself in the mirror and be honest with yourself about what you really are and what you can really get away with. Seriously, man. Some of y'all motherfuckers just y'all drinking the Kool-Aid about some of this shit, you know, that's getting peddled online. You know, you thinking that you can do this and you thinking that you can do that. And it's not in you to do it. It's not in you to do half the shit that, you know, a lot of these cats are saying that you need to do. It's like saying everybody can be the heavyweight champion of the world in boxing. You know what I'm saying? No, it takes certain sort of attributes, certain sort of qualities, certain sort of environmental factors, the perfect storm to create a champion. You feel me? In the same way with, you know, how you deal with life and how you deal with women and how you just deal with things in general. Shit. You have to have the perfect mix, the perfect storm of environmental factors and genetic factors. You feel me? Shit. I was born the cyber pimp. I've got it down to a science. You feel me? I can do this shit with my eyes closed, man. Shit. I mean, fuck. I got a multitude of just fucking freaks in the game with me. You know what I mean? And there ain't too many of them that actually love me on some old, you know, square shit. But, I mean, that's not really required in this game. You know? Shit. So, I don't know. I guess, that's all I got to really spit right about now. I'm getting long-winded. Y'all know how I get. I told y'all I was going to try and make this shit brief. But that's basically it for right now. This is the Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com, the Mac City Limits, and also from ChronicCastBlogspot.com. Once again, everybody not meant to mac and pimp. Right? Stop blaming the next motherfucker for your shortcomings. You mean, you know what I'm saying, just because you can't get with a bitch, you want to blame the trick movement. Nigga, get the fuck out of here with that. Get your game tight, nigga. A pimp tight and a mac tight nigga will always trump a trick. I see it all the time. I see it all the time. Shit. Broke niggas take bitches from niggas with money all the time. What the fuck is you saying, man? Damn, where the fuck? Okay, I'm getting. Okay. Calm down. All right, once again, yeah. All right, that's it. We out. MacCity.com.